Norman Finkelstein is an author and former history professor. Last year, he was fired from his faculty position at DePaul University following a very public and contentious battle over whether he would receive tenure. Many people from outside the university opposed Finkelstein receiving tenure because of his criticism of some actions of the Israeli government. He will speak tonight at New College in Sarasota at 7 p.m. on the roots of conflict and the prospects for peace in the Middle East. WMNF spoke with Finkelstein yesterday and began the second half of our interview by asking whether Palestinians are joining this month's celebrations of the 60th anniversary of Israel's creation.
Well, of course they don't celebrate. The issue to me is pretty straightforward. When you have a subject population suffering so terribly, the whole world sees it. This is not being done through the fog of war. It's being done in broad daylight. Everybody sees it. And in the midst of this, to carry on celebrations, even the wretched Nadine Gordimer, the South African winner of the Nobel Prize for Literature, who was allegedly such a staunch opponent of apartheid, she can't even see it in her not to attend the International Writers Conference in Jerusalem this week as a gesture of solidarity with the Palestinians. People wrote emails, letters, begging Nadine Gordimer, show a little solidarity. People are being ground into the dust, and she couldn't find it in her to do it. And then in France and in Italy, they decided to have their book fairs this year have an Israel theme. You know, Germany contributed a great deal to modern culture also. I'm not sure if it would have been appropriate in 1938 after Kristallnacht to have book fairs with a German theme. It's sickening. It really is. I mean, we're not talking about big sacrifices. Just a small gesture of solidarity with people who are being reduced to rubble. And you can't get that out of people.
So those are pretty strong comparisons. It sounds like you're drawing some sort of parallel between the Kristallnacht and what's happening to the Palestinians.
No, I wouldn't make a comparison because there's no comparison. What's happening to the Palestinians is 10,000 times worse than what was happening in Germany in 1938. There is no comparison. It's much worse in the occupied territories than Germany in 1938. You know, you have to go back and look in the record. Okay, Kristallnacht. 91 people were killed, I think. That was the figure that's usually given. 91, that's what happens about every month now in Gaza.
President Bush will be going to the Middle East very soon. What do you expect to come out of that?
The same thing that came out of his 8 years as president. Probably either nothing or more trouble. I don't know why people take this seriously. That's the whole problem. The Israel-Palestine conflict has become a plaything for the world. When Clinton wanted to rehabilitate his legacy after the Monica Lewinsky affair, he was, okay, let's resolve the Israel-Palestine conflict. And when Bush and Condoleezza Rice want to rehabilitate their legacy after 8 years of wreckage in the world, say, okay, let's resolve the Israel-Palestine conflict. It's just a plaything. It has no bearing on reality. It's a joke.
What do you see as a solution? What could happen?
There's no mystery about these things. It has nothing to do with what I personally see. There is an international consensus for resolving the conflict. You can see it every year in the United Nations General Assembly. The vote is usually 160, 161 to 7. The whole world, all of Europe, all of Scandinavia, all of Africa, all of Asia, all of Latin America, the whole world on one side, the United States, Israel, Nauru, Palau, Tuvalu, Micronesia, and the Marshall Islands on the other side. Everybody knows what the resolution is. It's a two-state settlement in the June 1967 border. But the problem is Jimmy Carter says in his book and has said over and over again, the problem is that Israel refuses to withdraw to its legal borders. That's the problem.